Hello, welcome to Dirty Nelly's Pub, just outside Limerick, a place that was established in 1620, and I've just stumbled in here for the first time in nearly 40 years. Who have I met?
Well, I guess our trade name would be the Husker Elvises, and our real name is Brew, so we're of Irish descent, but we have had a gig that we call the joke that took on a life of its own. We started doing Elvis a long time ago when we were just kids, and then whereabouts
in the States did you start doing it?
Out in the rurals of western Nebraska, which is on the Nebraska-Colorado border.
Can you name a particular place?
Alliance, which is Nebraska, is not well known, but it's about 3 hours from Denver, about 400 miles from Omaha, and it's not the end of the world, but you can see it from there.
There are people from there listening to this right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can be sure of that. Yeah, it's on a thing called audio booths going all over the world. Yeah. Come on, show me. Well, what are you doing here?
So here, after we had gotten to be, we have had enough notoriety, we've been lucky enough to be on ABC World News Tonight a couple of times. We've been on ESPN. We've gotten to know a man called Larry the Cable Guy, who's the highest paid comedian in the world. He's also a huge fan of our sports team.
How much does he earn a year?
I don't know. All I know is that he is consistently paid out as the highest comedian in the world.
Okay.
Yeah, highest paid comedian in the world.
I heard like $8 or $10 million at one point a year. So
yeah.
Probably making more than that.
Yeah, he's probably...
God, that's more than I earn.
Yeah, me too. And he's done some movies. Mm-hmm. You ever seen the animated movie Cars?
Yes.
Larry the Cable Guy.
He's the voice of Tater, the tow truck.
He's the voice of the tow truck on the movie show.
He's a terrific guy. He's very funny, very down to earth. His act, it's interesting because his act is all built on this redneck kind of funny homeboy mentality. But yet, when he's Dan Whitney, he still has the humor, but he's very high IQ. He's very intellectual, and he's very engaging in conversation. Which
does he also have a MacBook like you?
I don't know.
Probably.
Can
we see him?
So, all right. This is.
I'm now being demonstrated. This guy here, and he's on.
So
right
this
in front
is Larry the Cable Guy, and this is the Husker Elvises, and we have a gig that not only sing and play, but we indoctrinate people into what's called the Husker Elvis brother and sisterhood.
Oh, you're a religion.
And so, it's kind of a cult.
It's kind of a fraternity.
it's a bit of a jest and a cult. So we started, we've done people's wedding vow renewals. We've taken different people who have some notoriety, and or people who are terrific fans of either Elvis or our sports team. And we've sworn them in to the brother and sisterhood. And
so how did you get in bed with this greatest comedian, most highly paid?
Because our sports team is called the Nebraska Cornhuskers. They're the winningest team in the history of American college football, actually, in the last 75 years, and the third all-time or fourth all-time.
Fourth all-time right now, yeah.
By the way, folks, there are two brothers here, just in case you're wondering.
And so he's a huge Nebraska Cornhusker fan. And he's from a small town. We're from a small town. And Nebraska, to me, is somewhat akin to Ireland because you have like 1 degree of separation. It's a very sparsely populated state. And everybody knows everyone else. And so you end up with like 1 degree of separation.
Absolutely, yeah.
And the population of the state all rallies around the football team, the Nebraska Cornhuskers. And there's kind of a connection with us. Just like we come to Ireland and we have Irish heritage, and it's like we have a big family here of 4 million Irishmen that we're meeting and we're being welcomed.
All Irish people, by the way, support Nebraska.
All right.
Oh, yeah, it's our favorite state.
Well, this is our favorite country.
Yes.
Hey, look, you guys say you imitate Elvis?
Right.
Yes.
Prove it.
All right. Well, let's see. Let's think of something that would be...
Now, folks, the jury is watching here on my left-hand side. We don't know whether to believe these guys or not, you know. By the way, when did you meet these people?
We met them about...
Half an hour ago.
3/4 of an hour ago. Just came in for a quick pint, and we were there chatting away.
Have you ever met Elvis impersonators before?
I haven't. No.
No.
Never.
So neither you nor I will know if they're any good. Okay, guys, off you go. Off you go.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for being here tonight. You beautiful baby, beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Who's your daddy? Well, we can do a little tune here. We'll do a little acapella. We'll give it a shot.
Unless so, you have a guitar.
Maybe, yes. Then bring a guitar.
We've got an air guitar here.
We'll try it. We'll try it on the air. As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing that she don't need, it's another little hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand. He grown to be an angry young man someday. I'll take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Or do we simply turn our heads and look the other way as the world turns?
Fantastic!
Thank you very much.
Now, what I haven't told you is that I'm a scout from The Late Late Show, which is Ireland's number one television show. We want to book you guys.
Sign me up.
Oh, chips, yes, please. Thank you ever so much.
Me and Coach, I want to play.
The Late Late Show, I saw Neil Diamond on The Late Late Show. Is that correct? Yeah.
Yeah, he could have been. I didn't see that one, but yeah. The Late Late Show is the biggest, most popular Irish television show. It's on at 9:30 on a Friday evening. And they've got about 4 episodes left before they pack up for the, or they finish in May, I think it is. Guys, as far as I'm concerned, you're booked.
All right.
You guys know who Neil Diamond is?
Point us in the direction.
We do.
You know, one of his popular songs, I had it stuck in my mind the other day. The Green, Green Grass of Home.
Off you go.
So I went to the doctor and I said, I can't get this Green, Green Grass at Home out of my mind. And the doctor said, well, we call that the Neil Diamond syndrome. And I said, well, is it common? And he said, well, it's not unusual.
Okay, look, come on, give us another song. Come on, another song.
Since we're talking about Neil Diamond.
No. There you go.
Where it begins, I can't begin to know, but then I know it's growing strong. It was in the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you, sweet Caroline, pa pa pa. The times have never seemed so good.
So good.
I'd be inclined and to believe they never would, but now why?
Thank you very much.
Oh, that's just amazing. Just amazing.
I want no other love, us, 'cause you're the team I'm dreaming of.
Okay, I want you to sing one last thing, and it's the Nebraska National Anthem.
Okay.
Right? I want to hear it. Right?
All right.
Okay. Right? Because the Irish people have Irish people really warm to the Nebraska National Anthem, don't we?
All right. There is no place like Nebraska, dear old Nebraska, you. Where the girls are the fairest, the boys are the squarest of any old place that I knew. There is no place like Nebraska, where we're all true blue. We'll all stick together in all kinds of weather at dear old Nebraska. You go big red!
Oh, my goodness. Hey, I want to know your names and the names of the two missing brothers.
Okay. He'll go first.
Ron Brew.
Age before beauty.
He's now looking in his wallet for his business card, right?
Yep.
Are you on Twitter? Are you on Twitter?
Yes. No, I'm on Facebook.
He's on Facebook,
and
right.
I'll write our website on here.
Oh, you're great. You, right. Sir. Excellent. Perfect. And your name, sir?
My name's Jerry Brew. Yeah.
And are you on Twitter?
I actually am not. No, I'm on LinkedIn.
On Facebook.
I'm on Facebook. And those are probably the two biggest. Yeah.
And what about the other two brothers?
The other two.
Yeah, big shout out. Are they in Ireland?
No. One of them is in Fort Collins, Colorado. That's Lawrence or Larry.
Larry.
Hello, Larry.
And Steve is he's above us.
He died in 2007 from a heart attack.
Yeah.
He was 54.
At 54. Now, here's the irony. He had a heart attack, but being the entertainer that he was, when he got home from the hospital, he did a big retirement party for a huge group of people.
2 weeks
after
triple bypass.
And that was the last night he was with us.
Yeah.
So he died doing what he wanted to do.
Well, I tell you what, we will dedicate this entire audio boo to your brother, who is looking down on us.
That's right.
So here's to him.
Great.
Here's brother Steve.
God bless
to Steve.
Brother Steve. Rest in peace, my brother.
Here you go, Steve.
Yeah, he'll always be on our shoulders.
Yes. Cheers.
There you have. There you have. I see a pint clicking a glass against an iPhone. I see a pint against an iPhone. There's an iPhone against a pint of Guinness and an iPhone against a what? Okay, look, folks, that's it. That's it.
A completely. Pint. Here's to a pint and another one. Here's to a good wife and an honest one.
Hey!
Okay, we'll stop now, but it's a pleasure to meet you guys. My name is Paul. Paul O'Mahony, and I'm recording you on a thing called Audio Boo.
Cool.
And as soon as this has stopped recording it, I can load it via the internet free Wi-Fi that they have here in Dirty Nellies, right? And it'll be gone out via Facebook and Twitter within 3 minutes, depending upon the speed of the Wi-Fi. So it can be shared with anyone you like, and I will make sure you get the link. So that your performance here can be passed to your agent.
All right.
So that your agent can make sure that the royalties all come back to you guys, okay?
I could use the money.
Terrific.